Several business leaders are hopeful for further reductions in Jamaica's poverty rate over the short to medium term. Find out why on today's program. I'm Anthony Morgan, and this is Going for Growth. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, reported earlier this year that poverty fell by 4.1 percentage points to 17.1% in 2016. A breakdown shows that the Kingston Metropolitan Area, KMA, recorded a 2.4 percentage point decline in its poverty rate to 11.9%. Rural areas went down 8 percentage points to 20.5%, while other towns registered a 1.3 percentage point increase to 16%.
The decline in the poverty rate for 2016 may be attributed to GDP growth, low inflation, increased employment, and higher levels of remittance inflows. The main economic factors accounting for the overall decline, the country's GDP grew by 1.4% in 2016. This was the fourth consecutive year of growth. Agriculture, which accounted for 7.3% of GDP in 2016, grew by 12.9 percentage points.
Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry. Dr. Henry says he is hopeful that poverty will decline further, based on government policies, particularly those seeking to accelerate job creation. Jamaica Employers Federation JEF President David Wan welcomes news of the decline, adding that he believes poverty will fall further over the next 2 to 3 years, based on the same factors which contributed to the improvements in the 2016 poverty rate figures. Factoring into this result, he says, is the significant level of public and private sector infrastructure developments underway. Among these are the construction of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade's new office building in downtown Kingston, business process outsourcing BPO developments on Haffertree Road, and improvement works on Barbican Road, Mandela Highway, Hagley Park Road or 3 miles, and Constant Spring Road, among other areas. Mr. Wan also highlights significant hotel developments in Kingston and on the North and South Coast resort areas.
Looking down the road, I do expect there to be some more fall in the poverty rate, because there are projects that I'm aware of that are still on the drawing board. So for those reasons, I think over the next 2-3 years, you're going to see even more reduction in poverty.
Meanwhile, Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association, JMEA President, Metro Siaga, believes Jamaica's solid macroeconomic environment has been influencing poverty reduction and will continue to do so.
Happy that their poverty rates are reducing. I am hoping that they will reduce even further. And I'm hoping that all of our society gets an opportunity to be wealthier than they currently are in all facets of their life.
Small Business Association of Jamaica, SBAJ President Hugh Johnson, says while he hoped the reduction would have been greater, he welcomes news of the decline. He too believes that the macroeconomic environment contributed significantly to the 2016 outturn and expects it to result in further reductions. Mr. Johnson also recommends that the government place greater focus on getting micro, small and medium-sized businesses to operate more efficiently by assisting them with training and capacity building.
I think if more emphasis is placed there, we'll even see greater reduction in the poverty level.
And former Jamaica Chamber of Commerce JCC President Warren MacDonald says overall, the indicators are for continued reduction in poverty and improvement in growth. He too cites infrastructure development and improved agricultural outputs among the key contributing factors to the reduction in poverty. He also highlights several supporting macroeconomic indicators, including low inflation and interest rates, currency stability, healthy net international reserves, above-target revenue inflows, and the increase in jobs.
If we look at the macroeconomic indicators, and if you talk to even, you know, a lot of cross-section of business people, the general opinion, and this is reflected in the confidence indices put out by the chamber, where both the business and the consumer confidence is still way up, you know. So it's indicative, and if you look at the breakdown, they're saying it's a good time for investment.
Former Jamaica Chamber of Commerce JCC President Warren MacDonald. And that's where we leave you on today's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Morgan on behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time when we'll again be going for growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.